fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 17th day of July, year of our Lord, 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that I doubt the mayor of Portland, Oregon, or the governor of Portland, Oregon, would care to say in public, but here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Pepper tip of the day, I encourage all of you to work on your physical fitness. Just because you're a patriot doesn't mean you're physically fit, far from it. And I think in the not too distant future, your physical fitness may very well determine whether you live or die, quite frankly. Okay, typically we have my friend Tom Berryhill call in when we talk about emergency survival communications. We talk about the need for that, how important it is. And if he calls in, of course, he'll join us. And it looks like, Tom, you are here, sir.
Yes, John, I'm here ready to go on this sunny, hot day in the Ozarks.
It's already warm, isn't it, sir?
It sure is.
Yep, warm and humid. Typically yes. At daybreak, the highest humidity of the day is at daybreak. I believe it was around 97% at my place this morning. And then the sun burns off the humidity as the day goes on, at least a little bit. Tom, I was talking to a friend. He's going to be with me on my show here Tuesday. He is a nuclear scientist, Steve O'Neill. Brilliant man, to say the least. And he's very concerned about the state of our country and the state of the world. I was watching my friend Steve Ben Noon and his wife, Yana. They did a video presentation yesterday, and they pointed out the Deagle Report. And for those who don't know, there's a company named Deagle that has nothing to do with Dr. Deagle, by the way. They're a research, a think tank, I guess you could say, and their clients include governments and Fortune 500 companies. And their modeling shows that 4.5 years from now, 2/3 of all Americans will be dead. And that's very disturbing information. They don't say why. They don't say why. They just say that that's the way it will be. And, of course, the people who put this out have a track record of putting out reliable information for their clients who pay them really serious money for their advice and their predictions of what's going to take place in the future. So, Tom, I think we all need to take that to heart as something that could very well be our future, don't we, sir?
I think so, John. And the cause of all these deaths, who knows, viral problems, Chinese flu as we call it. It could be civil war and everything in between.
Well, since Mexico loses no people in the same period of time, I doubt that it's a virus because a imaginary line on a map can't contain a virus. So it's...
That's for sure.
It's unlikely that that's the cause. It's more likely... Now, a vaccine could only be given possibly to American citizens. That's certainly a possibility. War is a possibility. Death due to disease in general because the power grid goes down is certainly a possibility. But not something that would easily and quickly cross international lines, which, of course, a virus or bacteria would certainly do that, as it's done the past 6 months, hasn't it?
Yes, that's true, John. I didn't realize Mexico would not suffer losses like that. So I guess it narrows it down quite a bit.
Right. Actually, they show a slight population increase in Mexico. So I would encourage people to go to Steve's website, IsraeliNewsLive.org, I believe it is. Let's see. Make sure I got that. Yeah, IsraeliNewsLive.org. And watch his most recent video where he's got, of course, President Trump backing the new vaccine, which I find very disturbing and very alarming in light of how President Trump began his presidency with Robert Kennedy Jr., who was going to be part of the administration to expose the vaccine industry. And that's a 180-degree turnabout, isn't it, sir?
And it certainly is. I remember some of that, yes.
A lot of speculation about what's going on with President Trump, if he's been threatened, if his family's been threatened. Well, and that's only speculation because we don't have any evidence of anything other than what he's doing, which is a 180-degree turnaround from where he was as he was being elected and taking office with Robert Kennedy. And I have a lot of respect for Robert Kennedy's work in exposing the vaccine industry. So how does this all connect to emergency survival communications? Well, what's coming at us is going to be very serious. If you can't listen, or as I say, intercept the emergency frequencies in your area, now what would that be? That would be police departments, sheriff's department, fire departments, paramedics. That's your emergency services wherever you are in this country. You could be in Anchorage, Alaska, or Miami, Florida. It doesn't matter where you are. Those are the frequencies you need to be able to intercept. And knowing how to do that, knowing how to do it now, is not optional. We have less than 4 months, Tom, before the election, don't we, sir?
Yes, John. Very little time. It takes a bit of time to get a system set up, and if you're going to set up for ham radio, you need to learn the on-the-air procedures and the equipment operation. If you're setting up a GMRS system or something along those lines, it's a lot easier to implement the system and learn the skills required because there's very minimal skills required. You push the button on the microphone to talk. You let go to listen. If there's any codes you're going to use, you work all that out in advance so your group understands what's being said, if that's planned in any way. By the way, John, encryption and codes and things like that are not allowed on a ham radio frequencies, but there's workarounds. You can have some cute little saying or funny expressions, things you might want to say along those lines that would be a clue to the people in the know, as we would say, and that could be used. You could have some workarounds in that way, but to actually have coded messages is not allowed on ham radio frequencies. On the GMRS channels and some of the other frequencies set aside for business band use, systems like that, you can do pretty much anything you want as long as there's no profanity or things like that.
Right. Well, part of the training, we're not quite ready to go public, but we will, I think, before the month is over in less than two weeks. The training I'll be offering in October, it'll be a one-week-long training session, 3 days at Freedom Center USA, and 2 days of classroom and some outdoor work. And part of it's going to include emergency survival communications to help people get a good grounding in what these protocols are, how to do it, what equipment they need, what equipment they don't need, how to get going on it. It'll be a great week of very high-level training that people are going to life-saving skills is what people are going to get out of that. So just stay tuned for that. I'm getting inquiries, Tom, also 7 to 8 emails a day, 4 to 5 telephone calls a day asking when the face masks made from mosquito netting are going to be available. I got a note from Tim Spencer last night. He's cutting the raw material last night and this morning for the initial 400 masks, and they should be on my website. And this is going to be Tim's deal. All I'm going to do is promote it, and it's entirely his deal otherwise. We hope to have it on my website sometime next week. I can't promise what day. I don't know if you're aware of it, Tom, but last Tuesday we had Orgon from Norway call in from Norway, saying that he wanted some of these masks also for himself and his family. So we know it's going to be a big hit. There's no doubt about that. And I'm just telling people, be patient. They'll be on my website. When they're ready, they'll be there, and you can place your order, and Tim will take care of it. I think Tim's going to be a really busy guy with that sewing machine, isn't he, Tom?
Yeah, I don't know what to say, John. I've got some sewing machines, and I'll tell you, for a project like that, I'd be using an industrial machine with automatic back tacking and thread cutting, because he's going to be busy.
He will be, and I don't know exactly what kind of machine he has. It may or may not be industrial, but he will be busy, and he's got other family members there that can help with setting up a production line, which is what he needs to do. Regardless, what's coming at us is coming like a freight train out of control coming downhill. Nothing's going to stop it. You either get off the track or you get wiped out. That's basically two choices, and I'm encouraging people to get off the track, and that means get out of the cities, have a safe haven, ideally a hobby farm. At this late date, it doesn't matter what the place is, as long as out of town. If it's a hobby farm, it's great. If it's not, you need to be out of these cities, right, Tom?
That's exactly right, John. I started planning on this. I saw the downturn coming a long, long time ago. In my line of work, we were manufacturing multi-layer printed circuit boards. And when China came in and just totally destroyed that industry in all of North America, I knew it was time to get out, and we looked around for over 2 years. We went to various areas. I would do demographic studies on these areas. I wanted to stay in the Missouri Ozarks, but wanted to leave St. Louis, and that's exactly what we did. It took over 2 years to find the right spot. Had to have a high elevation, nowhere near an interstate highway, and various other things. We got about 95% of what we wanted with where I'm located now. But that's what we did, John, and I wanted no restrictions. We're in a Class 3 county, so you could do whatever you want, no permits, You don't have to beg for permission from any government entity. You just do it. And as long as nobody's injured or you're not doing something so hazardous, it's dangerous to the environment, and so on, they just don't really care. And far as radio goes, I can put up any towers I want. The only restrictions would be if I'm over, I think it's 197 feet, 100 meters, I believe it is. I have to put lighting on there, but I've never put up anything that tall, so I don't worry about that either. And so that's what we did. And I really feel that time is short, but if you can exit the major metropolitan areas, you're going to be a lot better off in the coming weeks, months, and years.
Well, I need to make an announcement in that regard. The hobby farm, I was holding off offering it to people, but the family that was interested has declined, and so the hobby farm that's on my website offered for sale is once again available. I've had more inquiries, Tom, the past 90 days than I have the past year on that place. It's a very desirable place. It's about 3 miles from my driveway. There's a lot of nice features, but one of the main features is all 27 acres is usable. I've got twice that much land here, but we only have about maybe 10 or 12 acres that's usable. The rest of it is rocky hillsides that may be beautiful, but nothing you can do with them except carefully walk down them slowly so you don't fall down and bust your butt. So so the hobby farm is available, and just give me a call when the show is over if you're interested, and we'll get that going for people. Yeah, Tom, I would hate to, and I know this is going to happen. People are going to wake up one morning, and for our generation, we learned that if you turn on TV and the announcer says, "We interrupt this program for a special announcement," you know it's not going to be good, right?
No, it's not going to be good.
Right.
Not at all. And you know, John, many of us that have the scanners and the shortwave radios and have had our ear to the ground, we'll know that alert is going to come before it happens.
Well, that's the job I had in military intelligence, was to know about things before they happen, and it's been my life ever since, is to know about things before they happen. I know a lot of our listeners would have the same interest to be able to do that, but I'm sitting here telling all of you, unless you get the skills, get the equipment, learn how to manipulate that equipment, you're going to be waking up in that morning when you turn on your TV and the announcer says, we interrupt this programming for a special announcement. You're going to be going through your closet, trying to get equipment out of boxes, trying to figure out how it works, and be frantic. Right, Tom?
That's exactly it. Frantic is the word, and that is really not a real good way to function when it hits the fan.
No.
You don't want to be in a frantic mode.
No, the odds of making mistakes are dramatically increased. And, of course, the beginning point, as always, is the ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org website. That's the American Radio Relay League, and I'm there at their homepage right now. And right at the top, it says three things. What is ham radio? Next headline is 2020 hurricanes. And last but not least, COVID-19. So they're doing a lot of coverage in COVID-19 also. But at that website, ladies and gentlemen, you can locate the ham radio club, or clubs plural, closest to you. In fact, I met one of the ham guys yesterday, Tom. I was out and about, and he recognized me instantly, quicker than I recognized him. He's probably listening right now. Good morning, Paul. And we had a short conversation, and I was really good to see him again. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word: victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. At this time, I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 17th day of July. We're talking about emergency survival communications, ham radio, why it's important, what it is, how to do it. Now, one of the advantages of being affiliated with your local ham radio club, well, there are several. First of all, you'll meet men and women of what we call like mind. Almost all men and women, I would say 95%, are interested in preparedness. It's been my experience. Plus, they have decades of knowledge that they want to share with you. They're not going to hold back. They're more than willing and anxious to share their knowledge with you. Another bonus, the men and women in these clubs buy and sell, trade back and forth, high quality used equipment at good prices. Tom, it's really a win-win situation to be affiliated with a local ham radio club, isn't it?
Yeah, John, it really is. And the best part is when you're getting started, there's so much information that you need to learn, procedures, equipment types, things like that, antenna systems. It's all important to learn these things and difficult to do if you don't have a lot of time. And you need a lot of time to read up on it, study it, and experiment with it. Right now, time is short to get a system on the air. And this is where Ham Radio Club has those skills available at no charge. These people will be more than happy to talk to you about it and help you. And the best part is to assist you in getting your system going without making the same mistakes they did.
Right.
People learn from their mistakes, and we don't have time to make a lot of mistakes in equipment selection and getting something on the air, John. So it's important. And before we get off this interview today, John, I'd really like to talk about setting up your first system, types of equipment, because I have received several emails asking about this, and recently received an email from one of your listeners.
Well, let's do that.
Okay.
One person wants it, there's 100 more that do. Okay.
Well, that's exactly what my response was. If one person asks that question, there's many, many more that have the same interests and the same questions. So basically what this gentleman was asking is he has a budget of $1,500. And what equipment does he need? He's heard us talk week after week on what type, of scanner and so on. So it is hard to answer some of this, John, because people want specific equipment. They want somebody to tell them, you need model such and such, you need this type of transmission line, you need this antenna, here's the model number, here's the cost, here's the total, this is how much you need, order it, get it in, and it's going to work. And it's just not like that for ham radio. You can give some general ideas on what to do and share some experiences, but that's really about it. The person almost has to make their own selection, and there's a wide variety of types of equipment to go with. And I thought maybe one of the things to do is maybe I could describe some of the equipment that I actually use right now,
okay.
Currently use some of the equipment I have on standby, and some of the things to maybe stay away from. That's
right.
Something else.
Well, before we get started, we got a caller here, Tom. Let's get this caller in. John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call, John. You're getting right into the subject I'm interested in. I've got a general license, and I've been off the air for many decades. And I'm looking at two transceivers, the Yaesu 5T-911A, that's FT-991A, and the IC-9100. They seem to be
Hold that thought, Tom. Hold that thought, John. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 17th of July. Of course, that was Colonel Travis in the Hollywood production of The Alamo, the most recent version. I think there's been about 6 movies made on The Alamo. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you want to stay up on what's going on in the world, we have something updated daily at my website. It's the Daily Intelligence Briefing, put together by a very good friend of mine. He's a former counterintelligence agent, and it's updated daily. There's a lot there. You don't necessarily have to read it all. Just read the parts you're interested in. It could be Asia, maybe South America, maybe the Middle East, but you'll find it all there. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, I got something that will help you. It's called the Energy Cleaner. Everybody with arthritis pain gets some relief. Most get complete relief. You can also. Only $285 shipping included. If you've got sleep issues, same thing. I use my Energy Cleaner every night. I sleep as good as a small child every night. Wake up refreshed with the energy I need to meet the demands of the day. You can also. Are you doubting, Thomas? No problem. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee to give you Doubting Thomas's some peace of mind. Check out the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. Why do I like PayPal so much? Here's why. You're not giving up your credit card information. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. And you can also call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. John from Tennessee, you were explaining the equipment you've got, and that you weren't quite done with that, I don't believe, when the break came, sir, were you?
Well, this is the equipment I'm thinking of getting. I'm trying
thinking
to decide
of
which
okay.
one.
Oh, okay. Tom, did you hear the equipment he wants to get?
I did hear one of them. I think it was the 991.
Right.
Was that it?
And
what was the other one?
The ICOM IC9100.
Okay, now I've never used either one of those. I know a gentleman has a 991. He seems to like it. I have no experience with those, but I will say this, that almost any of the modern pieces of equipment will fulfill the needs of most ham operators, as long as it's in the power rating that you want. And most of these HF and multiband transceivers operate at about 100 watts output, which is sufficient for nationwide communications as well as international. You might want to get an amplifier down the road if you're interested in working a DX or long-range communications worldwide. But I've done that very thing with 100 watts. I do have an amplifier, and I rarely use it. In fact, I haven't used it in several years. And everything works just fine at the 100-watt level. And I'm talking about the HF bands now. And VHF and UHF, you can get by with lower power. But I would not have a mobile unit on 2 meters or 450 megahertz. I wouldn't have a mobile unit of less than at least 30 watts, preferably more. 50 watts is better. And then if you have handheld radios, you have to be careful with that because you're on battery power, so you want to be conservative with its use. And the HTs that I use will operate at 1 watt or 4 watts. I always keep them on 1 watt because I'm not talking great distances. And that's a mistake a lot of ham operators make, is to buy a walkie-talkie or HT type of radio, and they expect it to work as good as their cell phone, where the cell phone tower might be a half a mile away from them, and it works perfect. The repeater or the station you're trying to contact with an HT could be many miles away, and it just won't work. So they get very frustrated. So you have to tell me, John, what your intended use is. Are you looking at the HF bands? You've been a general class for many decades, so you probably were familiar with HF bands, and maybe that's what you intend to do.
Well, I want to get all bands. These are two DC today. Transceivers, and the FT991 seems to be the most popular. I wonder if there's something wrong with ICOM's 9100 that people don't seem to be buying it as much, because ICOM has a good reputation.
They have an excellent reputation. I do use on a regular basis an ICOM 7410, 7410. That's what I use. And that would be probably close in size, physical size anyway, to the 9100 you're talking about. But the one I have only goes up to 6 meters. It tops out at 54 megahertz. So it will cover 6 meters all the way down to 1.8 megahertz, which is the low end of the 160-meter band with 100 watts output. on all of those frequencies. And it's not menu intensive, the unit I have, so there's not all these different menus that you have to figure out how to access on the fly. That's sometimes difficult to do. And I'm not a big fan of these radios that are just loaded with software menus, touch screens and all of that. I don't have any of that. I don't care for that, but that's my preference. And other operators will like the menus. They're used to it. They like it. They memorize them, and then they know exactly how to work that piece of equipment. You have to get familiar with the system that you buy. Although the gentleman I was referring to with the 991, he has one. He really likes it. I don't know what the price is. I think they're under $1,000, aren't they?
Well, no, I think the 991 was around 1800, and the IC9100 is maybe $1,000 more.
Okay. Maybe I'm even thinking of the wrong radio. I don't remember. But anyway, then I do know the fella has a 991, and he likes it, and has no complaints. And I think it gets down to this. It's almost like in the automotive area, Ford, Chevrolet, Chrysler, Nissan, everybody has a different view of different vehicles, and they're probably all pretty good in their own ways. Some are better than others, maybe with certain options and things like that. Just depends on what your use is going to be. But I personally didn't care for all the menus on some of these newer radios, and they have incredibly complex screens. That ICOM 7410 is complicated enough for me. And the some of the other radios I use, I have a Drake C line, so it has the T4XC transmitter and the R4C receiver, and I have all the filters in there. Now, that's a basic system that in its day was very, very nice. It was really, really nice equipment and still is to this day. In fact, that R4C receiver is one of the highest-rated receivers out there, very sensitive. It works exceptionally well, and there's no menus. Now, it does have tubes. These radios have tubes, but there's no menus. And, John, you might be familiar with those being a ham for many decades.
Right.
But those were nice pieces of equipment. They all now the older stuff with the tubes, it's more complex in their use because you do have to know about the adjustments. There's adjustments to be made, especially on the transmitter. On the modern-day digital readout radios, there's no transmitter adjustments other than the power level and maybe the microphone gain, things like that. They're relatively simple, but you don't have to worry about tuning the power amplifier stage and things like that. That's all been eliminated. Those are broadband output stages. You don't have to do any types of tuning other than maybe the antenna coupler or antenna tuner has to be adjusted for any specific type of radio of antenna that you're connecting to that radio. Those specifics have to be worked out, and that's why the skills are important that you can learn from a ham radio club member. Many of those people already have all that worked out. The system I use on my ICOM radio is the antenna system. It's just a long wire. I have a wire 350 feet long. It goes up about 60 feet over the top of a tree and then across an open area over the top of an adjacent tree, maybe another 150 feet or so away, and then that wire tapers down at about a 45-degree angle and is tied off with a ceramic insulator at the base of another tree out in the woods. But the overall length is 350 feet. And then I connect that to an ICOM AH4. That's an automatic antenna tuner, and it connects to the connection on there, just that single wire. And then I have a very good RF ground, so I have a heavy copper wire that goes to a ground rod, 8 feet in the ground, and then about 3 feet, 3 or 4 feet away from that, I put a second ground rod in and connected both of those together. And then I put some salt around the. I dug that out a little bit where those ground rods went and put some salt in there so that would get down in the ground and make it even more conductive. So that's a very good RF ground. And then that tuner, and by the way, those radios you described, they will work with these automatic tuners as well. You just push the button. You key the microphone, push the telegraph key, or push the tune button on the radio, and within a half a second usually, the antenna is adjusted to that radio for that specific operating frequency, and then it has a memory in there. If you go anywhere near that frequency again, it doesn't even have to tune. It just knows what adjustments to make. So at first I didn't care for those types of systems, but the more I use it, the more I like it because it takes all the guesswork out of it.
Do you have a surge protector, like an Alpha Delta surge protector in your antenna line there?
No, I have a big knife switch that cuts off the antenna and connects it to ground. When I'm not using the equipment, I flip that switch away from the antenna tuner. So it's just a big switch, and the antenna connects to the moving arm on that switch, and I can either put it to a ground, the same ground wire that goes to those ground rods, or over to the AH4 antenna tuner that then connects to that ICOM radio. And it's just on the other side of the wall from where the radio sits. It works very well. And I've even forgotten to switch that thing off a couple of times and a storm came by, but I didn't have any trouble. They're pretty bulletproof. Unless if you get a direct lightning hit, I don't know if anything's going to help with that. So I just disconnect it when I remember and hope for the best.
Okay. Anything else, John?
Yeah, that is... How do you mentioned the 7410? Is that would you call that an excellent receiver?
What type receiver? I didn't hear that.
An excellent. In other words, would it be as good as just a standalone receiver of almost the same price?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Would it be not?
Let me say this about that 7410. I also have a Drake R7, and a Drake R7 was one of the finest receivers ever made. They were used in government, military. They even have a military version of that receiver and a heavier duty version that was used for maritime systems aboard ships, because in the old days all communications on the ships were by Morse code for the most part, and some radio teletype, and a lot of those Drake receivers were used in that capacity. But that Drake R7 is one of the finest ever made, and that 7410 is every bit as good from without making signal generator measurements and things like that, but that they're almost equal. And what I like about them is that they will actually receive in the very low frequency ranges underneath the AM broadcast band. The R7 goes down to 10 kilohertz, and the ICOM 7410 as a receiver goes down to, I think it's 30 kilohertz. So it's it has a very wide range and makes it an absolutely excellent shortwave radio. And even in the broadcast band, now you have to remember that most of these radios are optimized for use on the ham radio bands, and they will receive the short wave frequencies, but many of them actually have filters, what's called a high-pass filter, and they attenuate frequencies that are in the AM broadcast band because some of the ham operators that buy this equipment may be located relatively close to an AM broadcast station, and you don't want that receiver to be too sensitive to that AM radio station. It could overwhelm the receiver and not allow you to pick up anything on the shortwave ham radio frequency. So this is not a big deal with 2 meter and 450, the VHF and UHF systems that hams use. But when you're on the HF bands, you have to pay attention to that. This ICOM 7410, I do not know if the other ICOM radios are as sensitive as this one is in the AM broadcast band, which is also referred to as medium frequencies, the medium frequency ranges. But that thing is incredibly sensitive. And what I will do is I'll tune the antenna. I use the AH4 to tune the antenna at the low end of the of the 160 meter band, which is 1.8 megahertz, and then I can dial it down into the AM band. It's just amazing how sensitive that thing is. I can hear very low powered AM stations during the day that are 150, 200 miles away. It's amazing. I can't do that with amazing. I can't do it with other radio. But I do have a very large antenna, a very long antenna, 350 feet. But it really helps to pick up these stations. John, you know the station you used to be on in St. Louis, WGNU. That's on. They're only 500 watts. I can hear. I'm at least 85 miles, I believe, from that from their actual transmitter site where the towers are. And I can hear
hold
them
that,
like I'm sitting
that talk,
next
Tom.
To them.
John, thanks for your call. We got a break. We got two callers on
thank
hold.
You.
We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Our next caller here is Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for the great show and the information. Just want to let you know that you convinced me last year to get my technician's license. I did so. Get my general here when they open back up again. Quick question. Can you see a compelling reason to get one of the new units out there, HF units that have dual transceivers?
Dave, I don't know. When you say dual transceivers, are you talking two independent radios in one box? Are you talking about dual receive?
Yes. Two radios in one box, that's the latest thing. And I thought it was probably for people doing contests. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, now, the ICOM that I have, you won't dual receive simultaneously, I don't think. I don't even use all the functions that are in that thing, as I'm a casual operator as far as that goes. But the contesters, people that want to do contesting and all that, it's kind of nice to, you want to, many times on a DX station or a foreign station, that's kind of rare, there'll be a pile of everybody and their brothers trying to call this guy. And he might tell everybody that's trying to call him to move up 5 or 6 kilohertz and call on that frequency while he'll be on a separate frequency, listen, where everybody hears him, two split frequencies. And with a dual receive, you can hear both of them at one time. The radio I have may do that. I'm not even sure. But I have other ways to do that if needed. But I've never needed it myself. Now, if you get into contesting and DX, big-time DX operation, something like that would be very, very handy.
No, not for contesting. I'm thinking more along a tactical application. John, can you think of one?
Offhand, not offhand. I would need to think about it a little bit.
Thank you very much for the great show.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Our next caller is Brian in Missouri. Good morning, Brian.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
We're short on time. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, sir. I installed my inverted V antenna in the backyard with two top rail, 10-foot top rail fence posts, and got my 12-gauge wire to the connector up there. It's 120-foot. Wire 60 feet on each side, but I designed it for 80 meter to and then work my way down a multi-band, but I'm not getting anything on my ICOM 7300 on SWRs.
Okay, what's the transmission line, what's the feed line, how do you connect to that center point?
Okay, I have 83 feet of the RG213 to the connector.
Okay,
now,
that's good cable.
Yes, sir.
Are you using that on all bands? Do you have this set up as an all band?
Yes, sir. I do.
Gentlemen, we're out of
20
time.
Meter.
We're really out of time. Send me an email, Brian. Send me an email, and we'll get this figured out. Okay.
Oh, okay. Sure. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Tom, thank you, sir. It was a fast hour.
Yeah, it was, John. Real quick to Brian, use an open wire feed line and you'll have better results on all bands.
Okay. All right. We got to top the hour.
Get him in touch with me, John. I'll help him.
He'll send me an email. You two will figure it out. We top the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Wilbert. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.